This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The shooting of 49ers Ricky Pearsall in Union Square this weekend has prompted more police presence in the area, as well as some rekindled political back and forth. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, how does this play out politically?
It's interesting, Eric. Like, let's start off with San Francisco Mayor London Breed, who has been under intense pressure for the last couple of years to do something about public safety in San Francisco. And one of the main reasons for that is because a third of the voters in this very critical upcoming mayoral race say that public safety is the top issue. So she came out very quickly and very loudly and very upfront after this shooting, pointing out how many police officers and ambassadors and other support staff they had in that area, and said that this was sort of an isolated incident. She also, you know, pushed the idea that the police responded quickly, got the perpetrator and a particular sergeant got in there and really helped Pearsall when he was down until the medics got there. So we had sort of a hero situation in this as well. So that played to her favor. But I got to tell you, you know, even with crime being down in San Francisco by a third, especially violent crime, property crime is still high. And there were still, you know, over 150 robberies of people in that area so far this year. So this isn't exactly what the mayor is calling an isolated incident. Now, other mayoral candidates have varied on their responses. Aaron Peskin, who represents that district and is running for mayor, says what this shows is that the need for more police officers. And so he's pushing a ballot measure that would keep cops on after the retirement dates. Daniel Lurie, who is also running for mayor, said that maybe this is a reason why we should have a special police station in that area to increase presence. Mark Farrell, who's running for mayor and was former temporary mayor in San Francisco, he's slamming the mayor, saying the solution is a change at City Hall. And that, in turn, is creating sort of a backlash, saying, hey, is this guy running for mayor of San Francisco or is he a Fox News anchor? It all gets wound up in this. And as you know, national politics as well as local politics come to play when something like this happens in San Francisco.
Phil, just briefly, we have a police shortage in San Francisco. Are other neighborhoods going to suffer as police are shifted to Union Square?
Well, look, they say no. They say that they're going to maintain the balance. But if you just look at the numbers, there's been times in the past year or so when you've had very, very few cops out in the neighborhoods, and they're starting to feel it. So while the national cameras and everybody pays attention to this tragic shooting in Union Square, for the bulk of San Francisco's voters, it's about whether or not their garage is getting broken into or their car is getting broken into. That's not that high profile, but that definitely has the high angst level out in the neighborhoods. And there's a real question. They say, why does Union Square necessarily get all the attention? We got the problem out here, too.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier, back this afternoon at 5:50.